Hi everyone, I'm Paul Marinelli and welcome to my first Talk to Motive Automotive Aftermarket Industry Podcast for 2024. Today I want to talk to you about what can be achieved when an ambitious mechanic in our industry sets his sights on something truly extraordinary and achieves it. There are only two people in the world outside of North America who have currently achieved the Automated Lift Institute, ALI, Certified Lift Inspector qualification. Today we are speaking to one of them and gain an insight of the career trajectory that has seen this star of our industry reach such an exclusive level. My guest today comes from Australia's premier automotive workshop equipment and diagnostic technology supplier, Precision Automotive Equipment, which is an integral part of Bapcor, the largest automotive aftermarket specialised company in Australasia. It's my pleasure to welcome Australia and the Southern Hemisphere's only ALI certified lift inspector, Christopher Ciardi, to my automotive podcast today. First of all, congratulations on your outstanding achievement, Christopher. Tell me how you started out in the automotive aftermarket industry.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Look, I originally was a qualified mechanic working in a dealership in Sydney. And after a long period of time as a qualified mechanic, I wanted to do something more with my qualification and move into something which is a little bit more different, but still within the same industry, I suppose. So I found Precision Automotive Equipment. I came on board as a service technician, and I found almost from day one that after using workshop equipment for the better part of a decade, it was highlighted almost straight away that I knew almost nothing about the equipment that I was working with. So, you know, moving into Precision Automotive Equipment, being a service technician, I got a really, really, really good and thorough understanding for workshop safety. Even coming to loading a vehicle onto a hoist, there's so many different ways you can do it. There's so many different things to take into consideration. The way the equipment is designed is so incredibly detailed. It's very engineered. So it really broadened my horizons and opened my eyes to a new side of the industry that I didn't really even know existed back in the day. So 4 years with Precision Automotive Equipment as a service technician, which really gave me a good understanding for the industry, the equipment, the safety side of the business, risks in particular. And then I made the move into the office, into the corporate world. So for the last 4.5 years now, I've been working out of head office now in Brisbane in various roles. So still within the in the vehicle hoist sort of scope, a little bit more business orientated and a little bit less hands-on.
So what made you decide to try and gain the ALI Certified Lift Inspector certification when so few people have this around the world?
Great question. So when I found out about ALI and what it was that they stood for, what it was that they did, the level of certification and what that meant, I was drawn to it naturally. It was such an obvious decision to try and pursue that because there is so few, like you mentioned, around the world who actually hold this level of certification. And with it isn't just the level of certification, it's also the knowledge that comes with that and the understanding of the industry. You know, to hold ALI Certified Lift Inspector status, it's not just about the inspector. The company that they work for also has to be accredited. They also have to go through a verification process to make sure that the company is doing the right thing by the industry standards. It's not just anybody, any man and his dog who can actually become a certified lift inspector. So all of the rigorous training and the assessment period and the exams and all of that that I went through, even before I'd even discovered how difficult it was to achieve that, I wanted to do it. Because of what I would learn through that process about the safety side of the industry. Now, it's important to recognize that in Australia, we don't have that sort of certification program. We don't have third-party certification of workshop equipment. We've got the manufacturer certification, we've got Australian standards, but over in North America, which really is on the forefront of this sort of thing around the world, for 75 years or so now, they've had third-party certification of workshop equipment and of inspectors. So achieving that sort of level, there is so much that comes along with it in terms of learning that sector of the business. At the point in which that you inquire to ALI about pursuing the Certified Lift Inspector program, there's a lot of pre-entry requirements, I suppose. Lots of information about the business that you work for, the way you service your customers, your approach to the national standards, you know, how you even conduct warranty work, what your terms and conditions are. All of these things are assessed by ALI to determine whether the business would be suitable to be listed as an ALI certified business. Then it comes to the inspector themselves, which is listed as the responsible employee of the business. So to become a certified lift inspector, there's a 150 question exam, which is held, as you can imagine, everywhere in North America, not too many places in Australia. Sure. So there's quite a bit of a wait that you book in to do that. I think I had to wait about 5 or 6 weeks or something to actually sit that. So it's only held twice a year, I think it is, in once in Sydney and once in Melbourne. So I had to carry out the 150 question exam. I believe it's an 80% pass rate requirement, and that's the pre-exam to be approved to go over and do the full exam over in the United States. And the full exam in the United States is only held at this point in time once a year, which is in December. There is talk of it moving to twice a year, depending on demand. And I think that as of 2024, it is going to be held twice a year, which is going to be good. Just a lot more opportunity for inspectors to get classified as certified or to actually attempt to become certified. So
you went over to Madison, Indiana, I believe.
Correct. Yes.
Tell us about that adventure.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, look, and that was, you know, if learning North American building codes and converting everything to Imperial and getting my head around that wasn't enough to take on board, going from the middle of coming into summer in Brisbane, being 35 degrees every day to -8 degrees in the Midwest was a shock to the system. A beautiful part of the world, absolutely gorgeous. So over in Madison, Indiana is where Rotary Lift HQ is. That's where one of their manufacturing facilities are. The head office is there. They've got a training facility there, which is world-class. Lots of fantastic products and space to play with things, to do inspections, to do training sessions on. It really is a fantastic facility. And part of the history of ALI is back in, I think it was 1945, or 1946, there was 9 lift manufacturers in the United States, which after the war were concerned with the shortage of materials to manufacture lifts. So they established ALI, which was the 9 lift manufacturers at the time in the United States, to protect the industry standards. That's what it was formed for. So Rotary Lift was one of the founding companies who joined together to form ALI. Hence, Rotary Lift and ALI have had this very long-standing history of working with each other. So Rotary Lift at the moment now allows ALI to use their training facility to hold these assessments. So okay. ALI is actually based in New York. So right. that's the relationship there.
So once you're in the States, tell us about mm-hmm. the examination process there and the practical part of your mm-hmm. Examinations.
Yep. So once you're over in the States, there's a one-day training period in which a couple of the Rotary Lift trainers will actually take you through the process of what you're going to be going through in the next upcoming days. You know, what the assessment period is like, what the hands-on practical tests are like, what to expect in a way. Because you have to remember, at the end of the day, they want you to pass. They want you to become a certified lift inspector. It's in their best interests to have as many certified lift inspectors as possible. So the training period is really put together there to hopefully ensure that you're going to pass the assessments. So it's a really intense, it's a full day training period on the first day. The second day we begin with the 300 question written exam. Now that written exam was probably the thing which I was the most nervous about because, like I mentioned before, a lot of it is to do with national building codes, Canadian electrical codes, minimum measurements for, things in workshops and designs of equipment, but it's all to the North American standards. So a lot of it doesn't cross over to Australia. So the 300 question exam, I was extremely nervous about, and that took the longest because it's a third party who actually holds the exam and does all the test results and everything. So that took a while to get the results back.
I believe that required a 100% pass rate.
I believe so. Yeah, that's correct. And wow. So immediately, that was about a 4-hour exam, I believe it was. We had 4 hours to complete the exam. I think I did it in about 3, but even still being in the same room for that long and carrying out an exam under that much pressure is pretty rigorous. So the following day we started immediately on the practical assessments. So there's 12 hoists there at the training room, each one of a different design, of a different model, of a different type. And each one we had to do a ALI certified inspection on. Now, to put that into a little bit of context, over here with Precision Automotive Equipment, our lift inspections that we carry out on a regular basis are about a 50-point check, and it's about one page, a lot of tick boxes, and you document any detail that you find or any repairs that are required moving forward. The ALI certified lift inspection is 6 pages long. So each one is intensely grueling. It's a matter of if it's there, you've got to check it, you've got to touch it, you've got to adjust it, you've got to make sure it's the right torque setting, you've got to document if the paint chips, if stickers are torn. It's so incredibly detailed. And it's not just about going up to each hoist and carrying out a lift inspection. You'll carry out a lift inspection, fill out all your documentation, sign your name to it, hand it back to ALI, who are present there at the time with you. They will then mark it and note down if you've missed anything or got anything wrong. Right. If you do get anything wrong, you have to do the inspection all over again. So I tell you, I don't think there was one out of the 12 that I got right the first time, but right. That was pretty common. The practical assessments took, I think it was the better part of 2 full days back to back, nonstop, of lift inspection. So, and like I said, they're there to make sure that we pass. They're there to make sure that there's as many certified lift inspectors as possible. So, they do coach you through it to a certain degree, but it is up to you to understand what it is that you're doing and to learn from it and to pass successfully. So,
well, there's obviously a lot of them in North America, but there's you now in Australia and one other in the United Arab Emirates. It's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, like I mentioned before, it's very much a North American program. However, on the world stage, it's classified as being at the highest level. ALI is actually recognized by the International Accreditation Forum as an accredited standards developer and a product certification organization based in the United States. So, you know, outside of the United States, even though ALI is not based in anywhere in Asia, anywhere in Europe, anywhere in the Middle East, they're still classified as being on the world stage of the highest level. So outside of North America, there has been one other person in Australia who's held this certification level previously. They also work for Precision Automotive Equipment. This was back in 2019. They're not with us anymore, and that's okay. So at the moment, in terms of holding this level of certification, yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm the only person in Southeast Asia, Asia, Australia.
Southern Hemisphere. Southern Hemisphere.
Southern Hemisphere. There's nobody in South America. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Outside of North America, it's very rare to hold this level. So
it's certainly something to be very proud of. I think that the focus that the company has always had on training throughout all of its staff, truly remarkable. Overseas trips to manufacturer headquarters and training sessions there and visits from key training identities from major equipment manufacturers coming to Brisbane to your training centre and teaching the staff. The company's always had a very, very big emphasis on that.
Yeah, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. And look, to put that into a bit of context, if you think about the industry, this corner of the industry within Australia, there really isn't a lot of training done in Australia for the automotive equipment space. So a lot of manufacturers are based overseas, and manufacturers themselves do in-house training, which is fantastic. And I would encourage anyone who is a distributor for any manufacturer to be involved with as much manufacturer training as possible. I mean, if you liken it to a car dealership, if you go to a Toyota dealership, the technicians there are trained by Toyota. Then it's not just word of mouth. They don't just pass on knowledge as new people start. They do manufacturer training. So us as a distributor and one of the largest in Australia, we have a significant number of manufacturers and we lean on them for as much information as possible. So any opportunity that we get to go over to the United States to visit some of our larger manufacturers over there, we jump at it. You know, it's manufacturer training is so invaluable. As a business, we just want to make sure that we're holding ourselves to the highest level of training. Our technicians are number one and they're out there in the field. And, you know, the more educated they are and the better trained they are, the better they're going to serve us as a business and the customers as well.
So I take it with your qualification and what you have learned through the process, you then pass on that training to the technical team?
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. So role that I've just stepped out of, but I'm still sort of working very closely in, is National Service Manager position. And within that position, one of my key responsibilities is technician training. So I've been a large part of driving the training process nationally with our 39 technicians for quite a number of years now, and I'll continue to do so. So obtaining this ALI Certified Lift Inspector title, it really places me perfectly to then pass on all of that knowledge that I've gained through the ALI program onto our technicians within Precision. So our customers really will get a good understanding of that when they interact with our technicians and they see that level of detail that we're going into with our lift inspections.
And it's really important because ultimately the reason why you're doing all this really is safety, isn't it?
100%. It's the most paramount. And we've always promoted within our corner of the industry that safety is the number one responsibility. You know, we're talking about people putting cars over people's heads on a regular basis. So it's the sort of work that a lot of people who are operators of equipment don't fully understand the level of risk that they're in. You know, one small mistake or one oversight can end up in a catastrophic failure. So, you know, safety is the most paramount thing in our entire industry. And us, as a big part of the industry, as one of the biggest distributors in the business, we put safety on the forefront of what we do as on a daily basis. So,
okay, so let me take you back. You're a mechanic working in Sydney. You've got you're up to your elbows in grease under a bonnet working away. Did you ever think back then when you started your automotive aftermarket journey that you would have achieved this qualification or got to this level in your career?
Absolutely not. And I think, look, and that's when I look back, it's a really interesting perspective to have now. Never would I have thought back then that A, I would move into workshop equipment, and B, that I would love it so much and get so involved in it that I cared so much about the safety and the design and the standards, and to then pursue, you know, essentially a career in workshop safety. So I think as one thing led to another, and as I took a step in that direction, I actually discovered how much I really cared about automotive safety, you know, workshop safety and correct practices. Going down that path and discovering that love for ensuring that the right things are done and that people are going home at the end of the day, because, you know, as a workshop owner, that's what everybody wants, is to make sure that their technicians and their workers and their co-workers are going home to their families at the end of the day. That's what we're all here to ensure is happening. So, you know, as I discovered how deeply I felt about how important that is, and then finding out that there was a company who's actually ensuring that people are best placed to continue those practices, it was a natural step to pursue it. So I never would have thought that I would have achieved that level. You know, when you're enthusiastic about something and you really truly believe in its importance, it does come easily after a while. So,
well, I think your meteoric career, it's a shining example for a current technician or mechanic or anyone contemplating a career in the automotive aftermarket industry as to what can be achieved and the sort of things you can do. And there's no limit really to the progress that you can make, particularly with all of the technology we're seeing coming into the industry.
Absolutely. And, you know, there was a long period there, especially when I first moved into the automotive industry as an apprentice mechanic in Sydney. This is back in 2004. There was a time there where the industry sort of felt to a certain degree a little bit stale, where a lot of things which were happening were repetitive. There was a lot of the same technologies happening. There wasn't a lot of change, but as the market has sort of moved into the EV space and new things are being developed all the time, it's not just technology of the vehicles which is pushing ahead. You know, we're doing workshop equipment now, or have been for a few years now, which changes tires for you. Everything is wireless, everything is handless. The level of safety is of the ultimate level. So opportunity is probably the number one thing which is absolutely blossoming at the moment within the industry. And it didn't always used to be the case. But with that in mind, you know, even as a mechanic in a workshop, there is absolutely no end to the opportunities that are available to you. If you open your eyes and you have a look at what's around you, there's so many things which are happening that you can get involved with. And one thing leads to another, and all of a sudden you're a certified lift inspector with the highest level in the world. So,
and one of two in the world other than North America, which is pretty extraordinary.
Absolutely.
Good old Australia. Yeah. Look, Christopher, once again, congratulations and thank you for giving us this wonderful insight today. All the very best with the continuation of your career. You're still relatively young at 37. You've got a long way to go and you're a shining example of what can be achieved. Well done.
Thank you so much, Paul. I really appreciate you having me on, taking the time. Thank you very much.
What an extraordinary effort by an extraordinary professional. Thank you for listening. I'm Paul Marinelli, Managing Director of Marinelli PR and Marinelli Motorsport Media, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. For more automotive aftermarket industry news, visit my website at marinellipr.com.au, and you can catch me via social media on LinkedIn and Facebook.